We've been capturing life's moments in photographs for a long time now, but many things have changed. A lot of us have computers with photo folders that are unorganized and cluttered. We take photos on our phones, and we can take as many shots as we want without running out of film.
The family photo album has been a staple in preserving memories for a long time, pulled out maybe during holidays, given as gifts to adult children. What's happening now that our photographs live largely in the digital world? Are we losing something with the fading away way of physical photographs?
Paul Hedges is the digital collections coordinator at the Wisconsin Historical Society. Paul, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
So as someone who works as an archivist and in these sort of emerging fields digitally, let's take a step back, though. Were you someone that had these tangible family photo albums?
Oh, yes. I mean, I'm old enough to know that lived during a time when analog photos were the only thing we had available to us, and I also am a photographer, so I took a lot of what we call analog photos with negatives, and now I'm all digital, and that has created some interesting challenges as we've moved ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we now no longer, barring maybe some photographers, do maybe their own darkroom stuff anymore. But there used to be, I mean, I also remember going to the one-hour photo, getting my photos developed when I was younger, and the thrill of seeing what was going to come out on, you know, those negatives. Is there something a little bit more to the physical copy of a photo rather than scrolling through your photo library?
Really great question. So the tangible is always something that an analog photo is something that we can share more easily, even with our digital devices. It's much easier for us to take that tangible photo and hold it up for lots of different people to see. But frankly, it's also it's a little bit more stable than our digital. So it's important to think about how to make our photos last longer, and printing them out is still kind of the best way to ensure that long term.
Oh, no, all I was going to jump in and say is you're talking about that stability, and, you know, having a photo in your hand is different than having a photo maybe in the cloud. Is that what you were getting at a little bit?
You know, I think so. When we take photographs, we want them for ourselves. We want to share them with people. We want to send them around. Certainly, digital has helped us provide access to photos that are then immediately available to a wider range of people than a physical print. So that has been a really great benefit of the digital. At the same time, it is it's not always going to necessarily be there. We have to think about where we're putting it and long-term storage. And so there are trade-offs with electronic or digital photographs and trade-offs with print photographs.
What are your thoughts maybe about people being intentional with these photographs? We can take with a smartphone, you know, a million shots to get what we need versus when you had the finite level of film, you know, how has our relationship changed a little bit to that?
Wow. A relationship. As I mentioned, I think as people have moved to a digital photograph, the amount of storage and the amount of photos that we can take allows us to take many, many, many more photographs, which then means it takes more time to select or to weed. Frankly, I think our relationship tends to be we have more than we can deal with on a regular day-to-day basis than when we had a shoebox of print photographs yeah. or 36 negatives from a reel of analog film. So what it kind of means, I guess, to me is that we have more of a challenge of managing those digital photos over time, both in our ability to weed them or to go through them and identify what is special to us. At the same time, they're a little bit out of sight. When you think of putting things on a hard drive, all of a sudden you can put 10,000 photographs on a hard drive and kind of set it aside and not think about it because it doesn't take a lot of space. You print those photos out and all of a sudden 10,000 photographs would take a lot of printed space. So it leads us to kind of maybe hiding away those images and also not necessarily selecting the most valuable images that we want to keep into the future to share with our descendants.
We are talking to Paul Hedges right now. He is the digital collections coordinator at the Wisconsin Historical Society, and we're talking about the value of preserving memories and photographs, specifically the kind of waning decline of the family photo album. People obviously like having photos. They take a lot of them. Do you think that people are still, that there's still an interest in keeping photo albums around for even, you know, depending on your relationship to, I guess, photography?
I see the ability to create a digital photo album is actually increased quite a bit. It used to be, you know, scrapbooking was super big. My wife was into that. We would take our printed photographs and they'd be put into a scrapbook, etc. Today, you can take all the photos you put into Instagram and you can say, print this out into a photo book, pay $10, $15, and you have all your Instagram photos there in a printed copy that then you could buy 10 of those and then spread them around. Mm-hmm. One of the things we talk about at the Historical Society is this idea basically the family historian kind of taking ownership of possibly twice a year, taking photographs and creating a photo book and then printing 10 or 15 of those photo books and sending them around as Christmas presents. It solves several problems. Mm. One is it allows somebody to select the most valuable prints they care about that are in digital. It gets them printed out on stable paper, which can last. And if you do multiple copies, then you spread those photographs around in a stable way that maybe 20, 30, 40 years from now, those photographs will still exist because they're being held by a family member. Today, all of my photos that are in the cloud in Google Drive or Google Photos, I'm not going to ask somebody to go through all of those photos after I'm gone. So purposely creating photo albums is really a valuable way of spreading your photos around, those selected photos, but also preserving them long term.
And what impact do you think that has, I'm going to get a little heady here, on the recipient to have these photos?
Wow. So, you know, I have two sons. There are photos of them. There are photos of us as a family. I think, you know, being able to provide them to them for to hold on to in some tangible way. I mean, if I gave my son a flash drive, he'd put it in a drawer. He'd probably, you know, someday maybe discover it again. Mm. If I print out an 8x12 photo book with not only pictures I've selected, but captions and identifying the people in those pictures, that becomes kind of a long-term record that then he's able to pull out and show, you know, children or, you know, friends later on down the road. So I think it is really super valuable.
And what advice might you have to people who might want to start this process, that might want to create some of these books for their friends or their family?
It's a great question. There are a lot of different ways that this can be done. Flickr, which now has been purchased by a company called SmugMug, those two companies provide easy ways to do photo print books. As I mentioned, you can do that through Instagram, but one of the things I caution people is that Facebook and Instagram, they actually kind of shrink the quality of your photographs, whereas a place like Flickr or SmugMug or pretty much any online photo service that has the ability to send your pictures, your high quality pictures, to a print company, or you could take your flash drive, select your images, put them on a flash drive, and go to a Walmart or a Walgreens or in-town camera company or some other place that allows for that type of printing. Do it on a kiosk. And again, it's not very expensive to do.
Yeah. We're talking to Paul Hedges. He is the Digital Collections Coordinator at the Wisconsin Historical Society. He's with us to talk about photo albums and how to preserve our memories in the digital age.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you still keep family photo albums, or have you just started that up? Do you think we're losing something by steering away from having those physical copies of the photos, just having them on our phones and computers? Do you print out digital photos that you've taken? What do you do with them? And do you have questions about how to archive, preserve, call your collection? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
We're talking with Paul Hedges. He's the Digital Collections Coordinator at the Wisconsin Historical Society, and we're talking about preserving photos in the digital age.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Does your family keep a photo album? Do you swap actual physical pictures with friends, with family members? Do you still print off those digital photos ever? Or does your entire collection of photos live in the cloud, online, on your phone, on your computer? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
And we're going to go to one of our callers right now. We have Stacy in Menasha. Hi, Stacy. What do you want to say?
Hi. I have been using Facebook. It's called My Social Book, to put photos together, and I can do it by year, and I can go back to whenever I joined Facebook. But I was wondering, he was just talking about taking your photos to someplace that can capture a higher quality photo. But if I'm taking all my photos on my phone, does that really matter? I mean, they're not really great quality anyway, are they?
So part of that depends on the phone, but one of the things just to consider is that when you upload a photo from your phone to your Facebook app, Facebook will essentially kind of compress that photo down because they want to reduce the amount of storage it takes. And that may have some impact on the print quality. But what I would say is that since you have found a solution that allows you to print the images from photo from Facebook, that and it works for you, then use it. It's really about what kind of meets your needs, and if you're happy with the quality, and you're happy with the way that it works to get you your photo book, then all the better. Just go ahead and keep using it.
And Stacy, thank you so much for that call. And it does bring up kind of what you just mentioned, which was the potential loss of quality and what people should be considering when they're putting together these photo albums. We're going to stick with our calls for right now. We're going to go to Joanne in Ashland. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, how are you?
What did you want to say?
I just think it's a great topic, and I was just excited to hear it on my way home from work. And I just think there's such an importance in photos and printing them, and you know, sitting down with your kids to look at these albums. It's just not the same when you're looking at them on a computer screen. There's just something about an actual scrapbook or photo album that it's just such a value for future generations.
Joanne, thank you so much for that call. And so Joanne is in the camp of having the tangible photos in front of her, being able to share them with her family. You know, that is, I think, a somewhat common opinion. But, you know, how can we make the space for, or the time to be able to share those photos?
It's a great question. You know, I've created photo books for various family trips, for specifically to take old photographs of family members who've passed and to memorialize them. taken photos of various individuals, et cetera, and created, in essence, a story, right? To create a photo book that can inform and just help document a point in time, which, again, I agree, having something that is tangible that you can share and talk with somebody else is a super valuable experience. We're natural storytellers, all of us, and especially if we have our own personal stories, photo album books allow us to do that. That doesn't mean photo books are the only way to tell stories. Mm-hmm. Some people love to create videos to tell their story and bring photographs into them or create slideshows, and those are as valuable. Mm-hmm. And those are easier, of course, online to share more broadly, mm-hmm. to tell your story to a large group of people. But, you know, when it comes to family memories that you want to have, again, move on through generations, we're still working through how do we make sure that our digital files are actually preserved for long term. And realistically, we have only been dealing with digital files for a short amount of time in humanity, and so we haven't quite figured it out completely yet, and so that's why analog is still so invaluable.
So Joanne, thank you so much for that call, and we are talking to Paul Hedges. He is the digital collections coordinator at the Wisconsin Historical Society, and we're taking your calls right now about photographs and how we can preserve those memories. And I want to go to Larry in Wazika. Larry, hi, what do you want to say?
Well, I don't know if this is on topic. I just came in from mowing the yard. But I bought a locket at a garage sale at the Mushroom Festival in Muscadet this Saturday. And you open the locket up. It's an inch and a half in diameter. And there are spaces for photographs on both sides of the locket. On one side of the locket, there was a very, very faded paper. The glass was so dirty that you really couldn't make out what was on the paper. But I got the glass out and took the pieces of paper out, and they are two very faded photographs. Underneath those two pieces of paper was a tintype of a black gentleman, very distinguished looking, and his cheeks, I think, are actually colored a rose color. So I'm wondering about the pictures on the faded paper, if they could be digitally enhanced somehow. They're very, very faded, but you can make out a portrait on the smaller piece and barely a portrait on the bigger piece.
So it sounds, and Larry, thank you so much for that call. It kind of sounds like Larry is an amateur historian. He's looking for these photographs and wants to be able to preserve them. What advice do you have for anyone that does want to do something like that?
So certainly something that small can be digitized at a high level to get very close into those images. And there are people who are very good at doing digital enhancement. So certainly it is possible. What I would suggest is to look around in your local area for a camera shop or a place that might do photo scanning, and take it in and have a chat with somebody and see what they can do for you.
Thank you so much for that call, Larry. We're going to go now to Carol in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Hi, Carol. What do you want to say?
Hi, Carol. I think your guest, is it Paul, brings up such a good point with, you know, it's not just the individual photos. It's the story that they make together. And I think if you're putting things on Facebook, I don't, but I just did the albums, and then they have really nice photo boxes. And, you know, I had the wonderful experience of showing my grandkids their mom, you know, with their grandmother, five generations, and on my grandma's farm for Easter. And, you know, you kind of share in a story that, you know, I wouldn't have those old pictures
if I did do the Facebook photo thing up there. And, you know, like they say, pictures are worth a thousand words. And even, you know, making a memory, and it was fun for my daughter, too, as well as her kids. So, you know, keep those together. It's not that hard to go to Walgreens or the Flutter. What is the Flutter? Flickr sounds good, too, if you have a bunch to do.
And thank you so much for that call, Carol. So Carol is talking about, you know, how we relate and how we, you know, talk about our memories with our family members. We only have a little bit of time left. So what do you think about that?
As she mentioned, you know, bringing those photos together into a group and doing a selection is actually something archivists do to bring structure and context around photos, and that's something everybody can do. They have the stories they want to tell, and sounds like she's got it figured out.
Paul, thank you so much for joining us. This is Paul Hedges. He is the digital collections coordinator at the Wisconsin Historical Society, and he joined us today to talk about the decline of family photo albums in the digital age. You can keep this conversation going on the Ideas Network Facebook page. And you can do that, and hopefully, Paul, we can have you back on with us, because this was clearly an important topic, maintaining these photo albums for the past and the future.